Sister Carolyn Gornikopkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
What is success? I call it a success when my favorite basketball team wins. But is that a success? It's not if each player didn't perform to the best of his or her ability. After all, that game depends on teamwork. And teamwork depends on every player utilizing to the fullest their particular skill or gift. One player can certainly lead and needs to do so if that is his or her special gift. But picture one solo basketball player on court facing five players of the opposing team. Your picture displays a ludicrous situation. It is not reality. The reality of any team and or community is evident when members acknowledge that they are not the whole, but recognize that their contribution to the whole is vital. An ordinary example is the umbrella. Picture one in your mind's eye. Note the large oval ceiling. See several metal-like arms connecting and being covered by some type of plain or decorated fabric that comprises the ceiling. Don't miss the handle. It's the one thing that seems to hold it all together. It's plain silly to picture only one part of the umbrella without the rest. No umbrella, then, only parts. Of course, you know the purpose of an umbrella. Most people seek its protection from either rainy or very sunny weather. If you are an umbrella, you are a success if each part is connected and fulfills the purpose of the whole. This rambling is sounding more and more like path four in the creation spirituality tradition. It's the path of interconnection. It says that success depends on a basic understanding of the web of life. Native Americans had the right idea when speaking about the earth and humankind. We hear, quote, "All things share the same breath, the beast, the tree, the human. Humankind has not woven the web of life. Tribe follows tribe, and nation follows nation, like the waves of the sea." Unquote. Your own body is an excellent example of interconnection. You are one person and not three parts called body, mind, spirit. I call those gifts or entities of one personhood. Imagine all the millions and billions of parts that make up the wonder that is you. And we know what happens when one or more parts become compromised. It can take only one tiny part, but the whole is greatly affected. Example, did you ever have one of those splits in your finger due to dry skin in the winter? Oh, such a teeny cut that hurts like you know what. Your finger is merely calling for your attention, reminding you of the need for hand cream in the winter. The gift comes from outside the body in the form of special salve. You need to do your part in the relationship that you have with your finger. See to its needs, and all will be well. umbrellas and pained fingers are rather simplistic examples of today's theme. So let's return to the creation spirituality tradition and what I said earlier about Path 4. Its focus is the experience of God by way of compassion and social justice. This Path 4 way is very much evident also in the Benedictine tradition. Giftedness and success are alive and well in both traditions. I am a member of a Benedictine community within a tradition of Pax, peace. You could say it's a special gift for us. Most of the Benedictine monasteries in Europe carry that Latin word, Pax, above their entranceways. It was carried by our German ancestors as they made their way from Eichstätt to Erie more than 150 years ago. It is in our bones to work for peace and justice. Have we been successful? Well, that depends on how faithful we are to the process of transformation. Path 4 is all about transformation, about works of charity and works of justice. Both works are needed to bring about peace. Pax. You and I are readily praised for our works of charity. Often we are shunned for works of justice. We're called unpatriotic citizens and disloyal members of the church. The truth is, transformation does not come easily, and it takes a long, long time. A lifetime, in fact. Reading the newspaper, listening to the news, I wonder if we all have gone mad. Our current world situation demands that we engage in both works of charity and works of justice. Voices need to be heard. Actions need to be taken. We are all responsible, and the need to be accountable has never been more important. If creation is to continue, we must include all races, all cultures. We must be committed to action on behalf of justice. The larger concept of transformation lies behind such actions. What is seen comes from what is within. Without change from within, whatever outer changes occur will be fleeting. It is one thing to proclaim the need for a new social order. It is quite another to live in such a way that one's behavior is a sign and symbol of that vision. I quote our sister Joan Chittister, a woman of great vision. Quote, "Whatever happens to the heart is the beginning of revolution. When I let strange people and strange ideas into my heart, I am beginning to shape a new world. Hospitality of the heart could change American domestic policies. Hospitality of the heart could change American foreign policy. Hospitality of the heart could make my world of potential friends rather than a world of probable enemies. And that would be a huge success. We would truly appreciate each gift of creation and make the web of life a reality. Do you believe you possess unique gifts to contribute to this reality? If so, are you willing to be successful in the sharing of your gifts?" The 19th century Zen monk Ryokan wrote, "Oh, that my monk's robe was wide enough to gather up all the suffering people in this floating world." How wide open is your robe?
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.